You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Good evening, folks. Well, welcome to Circle of White Light Radio with myself, Alan James. It's the 4th of December, 2022. Great to see so many people in the chat room. I think the chat room is full up there. Loads of people logging in. Good evening to everybody on the chat room and good evening to everybody tuning in to the show. Now, my guest, obviously this is why the chat room is very busy and we have loads of people tuning in. My guest on the show is a lady called S.A. Smith, the girl in the universe. And I had SA on a few weeks ago and, well, the show went viral, really did. The amount of people that were tuning in and emailing and just, you know, listening to it more than once. So it was obviously a very hot topic that we were talking about and it was great information from SA a few weeks ago. So now tonight we're going to be doing a part two. I'm going to be catching up on a few things and see how things have gone over the last couple of weeks. Now, the plan was also to have Emma on the show as co-hosting tonight, but unfortunately, Emma couldn't make it, so she sends her apologies. But no worries, we'll crack on anyway, and we'll get things done. So, before we get on with the interview, we have a few things to read out, and we'll find out what the communication channels are.
The communication channels are email, contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone, 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
Okay, as you know, the website is circleofwhitelight.com, also circleofwhitelightradio.com. And I'm on a Patreon, which is patreon.com/COWLR, and also PayPal button on the website if you wish to donate. All donations much appreciated, and we actually put them to a good cause, and I'll read that out in a few minutes to tell you what's going on. There's also t-shirts available, €10 plus postage and packing. If you're interested, send an email to contact us at circleofwhitelight.com. And if you want to keep abreast of any information, just go over to the website, stick in your email address, and you'll be put on the newsletter. And then when we're sending out information to let you know what's going on, you'll be included on your email. However, if you have an Outlook.com or if you have Hotmail.com, there's a problem with Microsoft and their ISP. So try and use a different address if you can, rather than them too. Right, okay, that's all the communication stuff done. So a couple of things before I get SA in on the show. Now, you probably heard during the week, sad news, Fleetwood Mac's Christine McVie has died at the age of 79. A family has said the British-American rock band, founded in London in 1967, sold more than 100 million records worldwide, making them one of the most successful groups ever. In a post on Facebook, McVie's family wrote, "It is with a heavy heart that we are informing people that Christine has died. She passed away peacefully at hospital this morning, Wednesday, November 30th, 2022, following a short illness. She was in the company of her family." Now, a couple of years ago, I seen Fleetwood Mac in the Three Arena in their original form, all the original members, which was fantastic, a great show. Now, obviously, when people die and you hear they pass over, you know, I keep going back to the question, is it linked to the jab? You know, I mean, I know we shouldn't. We know it's not everybody that dies. It's not, you know, because the jab. There could be other reasons. But based on the interview that I did with Richard Hirschman last week, Richard Hirschman is a funeral director, and he said that the blood clots that he was pulling out of the bodies over the last couple of years, he said, it's like calamari. And he was telling me all about his experiences and what he has to deal with. And other funeral directors and undertakers are saying the same thing. So it was a very good interview last week with Richard. So if you haven't heard it, pop back on the website, on the podcast, and listen to what Richard said about it. But I know she's probably did. Maybe she had an illness and there's nothing got to do with the jab. Maybe she didn't get the jab. I don't know. I can't confirm that. But, you know, it just in the back of my mind, you just kind of ask the question. It's only a natural thing, you know. Okay, now, just to let people know that during the week, obviously, it's very trivial information, but there's a company over here in Ireland called Electric Ireland and they take care of your power. And with all the money that the electric companies are making, you know, I just had a simple admin issue and they couldn't even solve the problem. They think they would invest the money into the actual website and get it all sorted. But yeah, there's just major admin issues with them. So I'm not really sure where all the money is going with these energy companies because they're making a killing with all the money they're getting. There's three payments that the Irish government are making at the moment. They paid the first one and there's another two to help people out who are struggling with power. Everybody's getting this payment from the government. So the electric companies are making a fortune. I don't know why they don't invest money in their infrastructure. I get more people in. Anyway, the other thing that's on the list is thanks to everybody who donated. As you all know, what we do is every month when the donations come in to Circle White Light, a percentage of the donations go to a worthy cause like a suicide charity or homeless charity or community group or something like that. So what we wanted to do this year was to combine donations from October, November and December and donate them to a worthy cause. So what we did was we got contacted, well, David in the assembly group was in contact with a charity down in Clonmel. And the plan of attack is that we wanted to raise enough donations to feed 100 low income families and 20 homeless people as well. And we reached our target. So thanks to everybody who donated. The sleeping bags have come in and the check is being sent down to David. So when David receives the check, he's going to be bringing the check, €900 plus the 20 sleeping bags to Ina in the charity. And we'll get a photo and everything else and we'll put it on the website because transparency is very important. So, and that's thanks to everybody who donates. It's not kind of me, I'm just passing it on. We can't do this, you know, unless people donate. So a big thank you to everybody who donates to Circle of White Light Radio and the Paid Forward Appeal. If you want to see all the other donations that have been made on your behalf for the people who donate, pop over to the website and click on the menu option Paid Forward. And then you'll see a list of all the people who received the check and they received the donation. And that's a big thank you to everybody who donates. The power of people, even if it's only €1 a month, if we had 10,000 people doing €1 a month, imagine how many people we could help. And that's without the need for a government or politicians or anybody else. That's just purely people power. And that's how easy it is. You know, less than the price of a coffee and less than the price of a parking ticket. And you could help people. And we've done it in the past, over the last 2 years. We've donated to a lot of charities and a lot of people benefited from it. So that's the power of people. So don't rely on your government. Let's do it that way. Okay, so a big thank you again to everybody. As I say, photos to follow when we get all sorted during the week. Right, okay, time to bring my guest on now. Right, so S.A. Smith is a spiritual intuitive. She is also known as a girl in the universe. She has the ability to tap into the collective and feel what is happening and help her clients tap into it too. She sees images, shapes, places and events before they happen. She uses her connection to Source and our group of angelics to help advise on the incoming energies and the grand solar flash. She works daily with clients, connecting with their guides and their higher self during her sessions to bring them together. It is not channeling as much as sitting down to coffee with your team and digging in deep. Her guides help her answer your questions with a richer understanding than we have in our own realms. Sometimes you just need an answer. Need it be asking when change is coming, what your abilities are, or what type of starseed you are. By connecting into your energy, SA can see that connection and share all its information with you. Good evening, SA. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Good to have you back on. And
I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. And as I said there earlier on in the introduction, the last interview we did a few weeks ago, we had a great chat, very candid, and talked about the Flash and everything else. And, you know, I played a bit of devil's advocate, and it went viral. I was amazed.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think it's the devil's advocate that made it so fun. And I had people telling me they were listening to that two or three times because there was so much information in there. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was definitely, I heard the same. And, you know, I'm not going to do anything different. And this session, I will play a bit of devil's advocate, obviously, because there's people out there that will have certain questions I'm sure they'll want me to ask. So I'll do that as well.
Sure.
But, well, let's get an update on where we are with things, because I had Ben Davis on the show a few weeks ago, and I had a thought about what Ben said, because Ben looks at the science of what's going on with the planet, and he was saying that, you know, with everything happening and the pole shift and da-da-da-da, he said he reckons about 2030, 2040, and that there's nothing we can do, and we're doomed and everything else. And then
we're not doomed.
Yeah, yeah. And so this was my thought pattern, and I want your feedback on this, if you don't mind. So I was thinking, and I said maybe Ben is right. Maybe Ben is right, but here's the kind of twist to it. Maybe SA is right also, because one of the things SA said was that we will go into the fifth dimension, or 5D. And then we'll be lifted off the planet, because the planet has to regenerate and renew itself, because it needs it. So maybe 2030, 2040 will happen on the planet, but we won't be here.
That's exactly right. We can't be here. We have so much happening on this planet now. They are amazing galactic star nations have put what they're calling an overlay on the planet to try to muffle the crumble, as they call it, so that we can all go through this flash situation. And everybody is leaving this planet because it's not safe for us to be here. Originally, they've been trying to pull this through now for a full year. They thought this was going to be so easy. They thought after the big galactic war, this was nothing. But it's been a lot more difficult than they thought because of the humans and free will. Free will changes things. So when you think of something, it changes it, and it changes your vibration. But back to your question, yes, the planet will already be terraforming by 2030, 2040. And it'll take a little while for that to happen, but then it's going to rest, and then it'll come back. We already have two beautiful planetary logos that are stepping in, a male and a female, that will hold this planet and then bring it up into a higher vibration. So yeah, definitely. It's definitely needed. That's why they're saying this is more of an Exodus situation mission now than the original Flash mission.
So obviously with everything going on, I mean, the planet is literally, in my eyes, what I'm seeing, dying.
It is. Well, you know, Gaia left in February, March. She couldn't take it anymore. That's that separation. And she went to bless Gaia, which was already being built for her. She's still here. Like, she tethers her energy in. Like, think of it like octopus tentacles to try to help bring the energy through to keep us going. But she's not here with us because she can't clean herself. She can't clear. She says it. And by the way, Gaia, her real name is Sarah, as a planetary logos. And she says that it's the plastics here that really did her in. Yeah. All the plastics. She can't clear this planet because of the overage from the plastics that are made and the factories that make the plastics.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I just want to quickly say there's a lot of new people on the chat room, and we are going to be going over to questions. But for me to quickly see that you have a question, can you please make sure that you have the word question or cue at the start of your question so I can see it straight away? Otherwise, it'll just get lost in all the chat and I won't see it. So if you can do that, that'd be great. We won't be going over to the questions yet, but if you have a question, post it in and I'll copy and paste it, and I'll have it ready for SA in a while. Right. Okay. Just to clear that up, because with new people in the chat room, they're obviously not used to what normally happens. So just to clear that up. But yeah, you're right. I think I don't think I've ever seen the planet in such a state the way it is at the moment. Now, we have the volcano going off over in Hawaii. And right. we have, obviously, you know, the Ring of Fire, which is around the Pacific. And mm-hmm. maybe, you know, things might be going off there. I know Paul Begley, you know, I mean, he's a lovely guy, but he's very doom and gloom. But he was talking about 29 tornadoes in the States at one time. He does report on quite a lot of stuff, Paul. And I know there's obviously a religious tint to Paul because he's a pastor, but the more so the reporting of what's going on a global level. So right. that's quite very interesting that we're at the stage where the planet is just, and I can understand what you mean by the overlay, because it's like they're kind of holding everything together until
this
happens.
So we can get off the planet, yeah. And it's interesting too, because they've been talking about, we've got to hurry this up because we are holding it back, the volcanoes. And when the one went off in Hawaii, they're like, next is Rainier in Oregon. And when that goes, that's my key. We got to get out of here. But they're hoping that doesn't happen before we go forward. Before I start on that, it's really important. When we're talking about the planet changes, you're a light worker. That's all I seem to bring in. And because my mission here is to help the light workers remember who they are and get through this journey. You're safe wherever you are, no matter what's happening. You're wrapped in love from your team. You're strategically placed all around this world, so you're exactly where you need to be. So you don't really have to worry about what's going on in the 3D realm, because you don't have to be part of the 3D realm. So remember that. We don't want to bring any fear or any chaos into you. It's all part of this mission, and it was all knowing that that was going to happen as we move forward. So please remember that.
And this is going out to obviously everybody listening to the show, because you wouldn't be listening to this show if you weren't really a light worker, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't resonate with anyone that's not a light worker, basically.
Yeah. No, that's cool. That's good. It's good for everybody to know anyway, tuning in. So obviously we're going to be getting loads of questions in. The questions are already coming in. But from the last time we chatted, what has changed over there? Them few weeks that we chatted, because one of the things, and I do admire you for this essay, because, you know, I said to you before we went live, I have to be an open-minded skeptic, because I've been doing this for quite a while, 12 years doing radio and 20 years being awake, and I've heard a lot, and there's a lot of maybe people in the alt media who are probably controlled opposition, or maybe they're being fed the wrong information. And what's happening is it's causing this emotional roller coaster for people where we're going and we're not going. And I gave up that years ago. I said, I'm not going to attach any emotion to these, what's being said, because you go on this roller coaster and you have this hope roller coaster.
And yeah, we don't do hope. Hope yeah. doesn't get you anywhere. Mm. Knowing gets you. And that's exactly what my team does. You know, they're working to bring this in, the Ascension team, and I share what's happening with them. And it's really important that you realize there's a huge difference there. We're not going, oh, this date, blah, blah, blah. No, it's okay. We're here. This is what happened today. This is where we're going forward. And I share what I can share. I mean, some of it's confidential and I can't share it, but I share what I can. Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's okay. And that's the important thing, is to put it out there. But you are very, you know, on the last show that we chatted, I have to give you credit that you're very confident in, you know, about what, you know, what's going to happen. And I know I said to you that, well, let's hook up in January and have a chat. And you said, well, let's do December, you know. And
well, we won't be here in January. So, I mean, all you'll get is nothing, because you'll be on Blessed Gaia with us.
Okay, well, we let's define what that means. Because for people have heard you saying Blessed Gaia, and I'm sure they're going, well, what is Blessed Gaia? What does it mean by we're going to be there? So can you just explain that again for
Blessed
people?
Blessed Gaia, sure. Blessed Gaia is what my guides, who are angelics, call the new earth. You might call it the 5D earth or the new earth that is coming. What Terra, I hear some people call it Terra. I can just tell you the angelics call it Blessed Gaia, and that's what I call it. It's another planet. It is not this planet. It's a separate planet. It is not in this dimension. It's also 5D and higher. So What's really cool about that is many of us are much higher than 5D naturally outside of this realm. So when you go there, you can like unfurl your energy as far and wide as you want. It's a beautiful place. Many people are already visiting there. I have several meditations. You can go and visit Blessed Gaia now. And once you've been there, you can close your eyes and go back really quickly. But what it is, it's Gaia's already there too. It's just lovely. What it is, it's a new planet. It's the new Earth, and it's an ascended planet, so it's higher than this one. Everyone has to leave this planet. So we have basically, I like to say, think of it as like a freeway that you have that has like 10 lanes, right? Mm. Everyone ascending is in the far right 5 lanes. Everyone non-ascending but wants to continue to try to ascend is in the far left lane. And those are going to split off at the flash, and we're going to see all the people that are ascending go to through the grand solar flash and on to Blessed Gaia. And those that aren't ascending will continue to what they call the vacation planet. But I got to tell you, to me, it looks more like a simulation planet because it looks just like here. It just doesn't have the programming. It doesn't have the AI that we have here. So they'll be able to get into a manifestation mode and be able to ascend much quicker. All starseeds have to leave, though. Everyone's going off the planet. Everyone's going somewhere. So that's basically it. That's the whole plan for it.
Okay. Well, let's play my devil's advocate card just for a bit of fun, all right? Now, obviously, that's a big commitment.
It's huge.
It's huge. It really is huge. And I give you credit for saying that because, you know, if we get to January and we're still here, then obviously, you know, people will be asking the questions, well, was the information right? Now, people have said to me, when I was saying that I'm getting you back on the show and I told them the information, and I said, you know what, I want to be proved wrong. And if I'm proved wrong and I'm over in Blessed Gaia, I'll be the first one up at the bar to buy SA a drink, apologize and say, well done, SA, you got it right.
They're free, so you don't have to buy me anything. But it's not that I'm confident. It's just I know this. I'm with them as much as I'm with you. You know, I know I'm confident I'm talking to you. I'm with them. We work there every night. All the light workers, all you guys go out of your body at night and are working on this ascension team. When you come back in the morning, you're exhausted because you've been working all night. Some people come back in with bruises, scratches, because in their higher version of them, they're one of the light warriors and they're out there doing all kinds of amazing things. This is not something that is outside of our realm. It's just something that is not the norm for most people here, especially humans. Humans don't understand this, and that's okay. And the big thing about this is this really is for all of us to help the humans ascend. This doesn't affect you and I because we're ascended outside of here already. So it's not a big deal for us, but we need to help the humans ascend. That's what this is. This whole thing is to get as many humans awake and ascending as possible to get them off this planet and out of this slave type mentality where they're working their butts off every day. Some people work 2 or 3 jobs and they don't have food or money or electricity. Yeah, that needs to stop. And this will cause that to stop. Even if they're not ascending and going to the vacation planet, they won't work and live like that anymore either.
Yeah, that, it has to stop. This has gone on too long. And Dave, the cabal, or the elites, or whatever you want to call them, whatever name people want to give them, they have been in control for such a long time, and we know that they're losing the plot and they're trying everything they can, even though they know that they've lost and it's inevitable that this is going to happen. Their attitude, from people I've spoken to, is that, well, if they can't have it, we can't have it, and they will literally do everything they can. And I was speaking to someone privately on a Zoom call during the week, and he was open-minded to it. And he said, but, you know, if they're losing, how come everything has still gone ahead? So I explained to him, because my background was in the corporate world, I explained to him how it works regarding the board of directors. And maybe I should maybe explain a little bit as well for people as well. I was lucky in my corporate career to get into the boardroom, and very, very few people have that chance to be in the boardroom. And basically what happens when a company is struggling or in trouble, a lot of the time they will tell the middle management and the staff that they're doing brilliantly, everything's great, while the board of directors are organizing their escape plan. Right?
Yeah, because they're packing up to go.
They're packing up to go because they still need the minions to spin the plates, to keep the computers going, to keep things going until one day you turn up at your job and the door's locked and you can't get in and the board of directors are off on their escape plan and everybody else is stuffed, basically. And this is what's happening with the elites. There are a few elites still around. Most of them have been taken out and gone back to source. But there's still a couple still around and they're still telling their minions, keep going, you're doing well, everything's going great, it's going according to plan. And obviously there's promises of money and everything else, typical greed. And this is why we're still seeing on the lower levels of the pyramid the plans that they're talking about. Now, they're doing an awful lot of talking. There's not an awful lot of things, you know, happening, but they're talking about what you want to do. So don't let that energy affect you as well.
Stay away from that energy, because remember, where you put your attention, your energy goes to. And we need everybody on the higher timelines so that your life is this wonderful, beautiful, thriving life. And when you share your energy, or you go on, let's say, Facebook, and you have all these people posting all this stuff, and you send your energy to it by reading it, you're now creating more of that. So if you send that energy to you, put your energy into you, you'll create what you want in your life and you'll watch amazing things happen around you.
Exactly. And I think we've to be aware of the people around us as well. And myself and SA were just talking there before we went live. And even myself, does a kind of, I'm seeing a distance with people that I would normally see on a regular basis, and I'm not seeing them as often. And it's not as if, what way would I explain it? You know, I'm not kind of too bothered about it, and probably they're not too bothered about it either. So maybe there's a kind of, you know, some status quo there with the energy. But I think with everything going on at the moment, there's other people I notice as well losing the plot. Big time, really, really losing the plot. They're not managing these energies well and are really losing the plot. So
the energies are difficult for so many. I mean, you've got to realize we're getting new energies, higher energies every day. And it's all about clearing your field. It's about wrapping yourself in source light. It's about keeping your energy to you so it's pristine. Because when you walk around this world and you bump into somebody, you bump your energy field with them. It's like picking up, you know, when you hold the cat and the cat hair gets on you, you're picking up their stuff. So if you wrap yourself and are careful and stay within your energy, it makes everything so much easier on you, because these energies are high and they're going to continue to get higher. You know, you asked me a few minutes ago, what's different since last time we were here? Mm. And there are so many things different, but the big one I want to share is about pets. Used to be that pets were higher vibrational than we were, and we could actually ground through them. Now the energies have raised us up higher, and you're going to see issues with pets. I've been watching pets pass away over the last 3 weeks with light workers like crazy. And it's pets that had something strange within their system, but nobody knew it. So rather than going through the flash and passing during the flash, and then the owner wakes up and goes, oh my gosh, my baby is gone. They're leaving now. And we saw a lot of that happen in the last month. It's okay when they leave. I mean, we miss them, but do know that you can see them again on Blessed Gaia. They just exited this realm. That's it. And they want to be with you when you come through. So just watch your pets, lots of extra water. You might like my, I have a little one and she keeps throwing up when the energies get high. So I make sure to hydrate her. Really important to watch your pets at this time. Give them lots of love, lots of extra water.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So I know we talked about this before and we said it's all about windows of opportunity rather than dates. So
yes,
being devil's advocate again, and something I said on the last show, what happens if we're still here in January?
What happens if you're not here in January? Well, I'm not worried about that at all, because as we go through this, I know where we are and what's happening, and I share that all the time. Mm-hmm. So if you follow me, you know where we're going and what's happening. And if there's ever any sort of problem, I let you know that it's going to be another week or we're doing this or that. Something major came through yesterday. It was a big alignment. So if you follow me, hit one of my social media platforms and see the alignment that our amazing Syrian map maker made for us. It's aligning all the chakras, all the little pyramid holders, the smaller ones, all went online yesterday. It was amazing. So we're doing great. But if something changes that we're not, I'll let you know. I'm not going to keep you waiting for this. If something changes, it'll always be known. Always.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, because we are seeing certain anomalies in the sky, especially rainbow clouds, mm-hmm. and certain things. People are seeing and a lot more things in the sky. The other thing that people have been saying, a guest of mine that was on the show, Tracy, she does be on every now and again. She said that a friend of hers, her friend is a pilot, and they're beginning to see more and more crafts and things in the sky to the level that it's just getting ridiculous.
Yeah, they don't have to hide anymore. I mean, we know they're there. And most of us, many of us that are lightworkers are galactics. So we have ships right near us. If you're a galactic, you know you have a ship over your house. You might not see it, but if you go out and ask them to show you, they'll show you. They can go in and out of dimensional space. So you might not see them. You step outside, you go, show me, and they'll come in and show you. I mean, that's where we are, and it's amazing that that's where we are.
Yeah, fantastic. It sounds great. And to be honest with you, you know, I'm looking forward to a shift. I think it's long, long overdue. I know you said that it should have happened last year.
A year ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for a year. And it was really cute earlier. You were talking about how the cabal will come in and stop us. Three times they've come in and slowed us. One time they placed hydrogen bombs all over the planet and the galactics had to go through and take them away, because if we would have brought that energy through, the planet would have exploded.
Yeah. And the other thing,
that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah. And the other thing as well, people might not be aware of, is that the cabal had asked for more time from 2012. They asked for 10 years. And in 2012, they asked for an extra 10 years. They needed more time and they were given more time. But they went again to, let's call it the Universal Council, and they said, we want more time. And they said, no, that's it. Your time is up. We gave you 10 years. That's enough. So yep. They're not getting any more time. This is it. 2022, it's gone. It's done. That's it.
Yeah, and that's why they tried to bring it in last December. But they're so funny. They're like, we've never done this with people on the planet. We're not experimenting. That's really important that you know that. But it's much more difficult than we thought it would. They keep talking about the 60-year war, that was easy compared to what we're trying to do now. So literally, at this point, we have every type of backup, every type of fallback set up. We have things on the pyramid field that release energy, that cause more energy. We have people that are staying here to help us ground through the flash so that we will stay and get everybody off and then we'll leave. I mean, we redundancy, redundancy, redundancy. We're at the point now that when we start to move forward, we will move forward. And the big thing that's happening now is the clarion call, and that's for all light workers. That's how we'll know when we're starting to move forward with the flash coming.
Okay, and what about ascension symptoms? People obviously experience a lot of them. Do you want to go into a bit of information regarding what people have been feeling with them?
It's so different now because it really depends. I like to talk about ascension being like a stairway. It really depends on which step you're on to what you're feeling. When you get to the very top and you're in your power and in your light, then right now you're just kind of feeling this wonderful bliss energy. But as you're going through that, goodness, the electrical wire, like you're holding electrical wires and your whole body's vibrating. If you're feeling that, please ground. But you can't ground to this planet because you're higher than this planet. So when you go to ground to this planet, you're literally grounding the planet into you. Think of that. So you need to do something like the sun. The sun is a great way to ground. You just put your grounding cords into the sun or ground into Blessed Gaia. That's where I ground. It's just easier that way. grounding is so important. Two or three times a day, even at this point, we have the restless legs, goodness, the itching, the back pain, the neck pain, joints, legs, knees. We're kind of swelling in our body purposely so that we, when the energy comes through, the water dissipates that energy and it makes it easier on our systems, especially for the humans. So as that's happening, you're getting more swelling, like liquids in the joints, which make it feel some days like you're walking in cement. Mm-hmm. Also vertigo, the ground moving separately from you, headaches, ear ringing, toning in the ears, left or right, doesn't matter either way, hands vibrating, feet vibrating. Oh, the big one right now is cravings. You know, for a while now, we've been like, you know, eating is not fun. Food is not fun. Right now, it's like pregnancy. Everybody is craving weird stuff. And it's very strange things too, but you want to eat carbs, you want to eat heavy, foods, and that's brand new.
I was just laughing when you said people having kind of weird foods or, you know, eating stuff they shouldn't be eating. And there's me eating a chocolate Magnum last night, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I fancy it. I want to say it's like being pregnant. How do I know what it's like being pregnant?
Well, you don't, you can be male or female right now and you'll feel the, it's a cramping. It's the creation energies that are coming in from the wheel of creation, which is the flash energy. It's causing a lot of that pregnancy symptoms, even so much that some women are feeling the cramping before you give birth now.
Yeah, these are cravings and all the kind of symptoms related to it. You know, a lot of people are feeling a lot of stuff, as you say. It depends on the level you're at, will depend on what you're experiencing. If you're
if you're there,
if you're at the top level of the stairs, so to speak, then it's not going to be too bad. Maybe the people who are kind of in the matrix, who are good people, but in the matrix are, and who probably will ascend to 5D, are struggling more so than people who are outside the matrix, you know.
Definitely. And it's difficult on their bodies. Humans, although we're all in human suits, we're made a little bit different. For some reason, light workers are run a little bit heavier. They also have a little higher temperature. So if you run around and find that you have a little higher temperature than most, that's one of our things for being light workers. But we can hold these vibrations much easier than the human, regular human bodies can. And that's another reason why this needs to go further, quicker, because these energies are having an effect on the humans now. I just love when somebody says, it's going to be 20 more years. And I think, can you imagine these energies are upgrading every day to be here in 20 years? No, we wouldn't, all of us wouldn't make it at that point. I mean, it'd be so hard on our systems.
I think you're right. I couldn't do another 20 years.
I don't
think I could do another 2 years of these energies, you know. I'd have to, because I'm involved in it, obviously, quite a lot. And I do try and have a bit of downtime where I go out to my shed and I make stuff or whatever.
Good.
Just to kind of ground and to get away from it, because you have to do that, you know. I think you're right. Another 2 years of these energies.
Mm. No way. And they've already said that even now that we're bringing in, you and I and all of us are upgrading because of these energies that are coming in. But originally they were saying it's going to take 3 days. The flash will come in and it'll take 3 days for our bodies to upgrade. This is for light workers, not for humans. Humans will take the full 3 days still. We're at the point now that these energies have been upgrading us to such a high level that by the time that flash comes through, you're going to only need like 10 or 12 hours to go through that whole situation and upgrade your system, because you're almost there now in the energies. We just are leveled at a high 4D because the Van Allen belts are still over us holding in that 4D. Once that opens and the energy comes through, then you can then merge in with your higher self and be that higher version. So we're getting close on our own. Many are close to being ascended masters now, just we're limited in the vibration we're in.
Excellent. So before I go off to the questions, just to clarify for people who aren't aware, what is going to happen? I mean, you talk about green mist, and what's going to happen regarding these 3 days?
Well, first of all, you're going to hear the clarion call, and this is for all light workers. We will hear it within ourselves. They're talking about hearing it within your heart chakra area. Even if you're asleep, I get messages all the time. If I'm asleep, will I hear it? Yes, you'll awaken. You'll know it. And on top of that, every one of us will hear it at the same exact time. That is to let us know we're about 2 hours away from the flash coming through, and to give you time to get home, to get situated someplace where you're comfortable with whoever you want to be comfortable with. Please remember you have station agents with you too that are watching over you while you're sleeping. And these are usually family members that are a higher vibration than you. And when I say family members, I'm talking outside of this realm, not here. Once that comes through, you're going to see, if you're awake, this beautiful kind of mist come through, and it has a green energy to it and this beautiful little iridescent quality to it as well. You'll know what it is when it's coming. Just lay down and relax and let the energy come in and come through you, just like you do now when we have big energy days. You don't stand there and try to fight it. We release. We've learned that. Kind of like when you fall into a pool and you're trying to float, you don't like try to float. You just go backwards and float, right? Mm. Same thing with the energies when they come in. Allow them to come through. You're going to sleep for probably 10 to 12 hours. Then you're going to slowly awaken. And just like now, when you awaken from coming in from outside of the body and it takes you a second, you go, where am I? What day is this? What house am I at? You know, that kind of feeling. Mm. It'll be that same thing. So give yourself a second, because your higher self is connecting into you. And then everything you've always wanted to know will be there. You'll remember who you are, what you've been doing in this mission, and what you're supposed to do next, which is so important. I work with clients all the time, and I see our light workers waking up and the family's still asleep, and they're slipping over the bridge into Blessed Gaia and hanging out there and then coming back when they wake up. So once you wake up, depending on who you are, some of us are going in our ships, but most of us are going in one of the portals, which are the pyramids that the light workers are holding at this point. We've built these beautiful pyramids. Well, they're real in 5D. So once the planet is 5D, you'll see them all over the place. You just walk in one of those. There's a portal there that takes you to Blessed Gaia, to the portal to Gaia's golden pyramid on Blessed Gaia. And you go through there and then you're on Blessed Gaia, and it's wonderful. And I've been watching the light workers go in and out of their plane back and forth. Also, a lot of you guys are walking all over the planet, because once the matrix goes down, you'll see what the planet truly looks like, and it doesn't look like what we've been seeing. It's pretty decimated. The trees are gone, lots of potholes. And you know this. When you awaken, you understand this. You know all of this. You know your journey. You remember setting all this up. You'll see your guides, and they will be flesh and bone here with you, and it will be a lovely thing. From there, we go to Blessed Gaia with our families. You know, you bring everybody over, and you already have a plot of land there. You probably already built your house, manifested all that, set all that up. But then once the humans start waking up, we go into service mode. And our job at that point is to welcome the humans in to Blessed Gaia, and each of us, they've been color-coded. I know that sounds so weird, but their energy is color-coded. So when they come in through the pyramid on Blessed Gaia, there's different doorways, and we have different colors we're working with, so then we can help them as they come through, get them situated. Some of them are going to need healing. Some of them, a lot of them, are going to need programming removal. It's the second leg of the journey of the star seeds at that point. Yes.
I was going to say, you know, this idea that because of light workers and star seeds, and we'll probably wake up before they do, that we'll be there to hold a hand, because when they wake up, they could be still in a bit state of shock or something.
Well, not really, because their higher selves, which, you know, they have soul contracts. They had to okay this. So when they wake up, they know what they're doing too. So remember that they've everything that we're doing, they have okayed. That's why some of them are not ascending at this moment. That's why some of them are taking an exit in the flash. They didn't want to do this. They wanted to just check out. So it's all up to them. So they might still be out of it and will need our help. But once they come through, they'll know exactly what's happening and be very excited about it.
Fantastic. Right, let's go on to the questions. We have loads of questions come in. So
no
surprise there. Okay, loads of questions. So we'll get through them. We'll get through as many questions as we can. Okay, so can't promise everything, but we'll do our best. Right. First one that came in was from Love and Light, and they want to know, question, do we leave this planet or do we just shift to a higher dimension?
No, we're actually leaving the planet. The way that makes this easier to think of all these energies coming in into your body and all the upgrading your body is doing. Why would you go through all that and leave the body here? Mm. Yeah, no, we're taking the bodies, and they're kind of seeing them as trophies, because the body that you're in now, when you take it to Bless Gaia, it has the template of this world. And when you wear it and you go around, you know that you are one of the light workers. It shows that you're a light worker and you went through this. They said it's a very big deal. So we'll see what that's like after it happens.
Okay, we have a badge of honor then, so that's good.
Kind of, yeah. And a thank you. I mean, they are so excited to celebrate each and every light worker. When you come into Bless Gaia for the first time, there's a little rainbow bridge that you're going to walk over. And this mist is going to come up and it's going to show you everything you've done and everyone you helped. They said they want to celebrate every light worker that has been on this mission. It's so important that they realize how important they are and how this would not have worked if they did not wake up. So it's a big deal. Big deal.
I think that's a great idea, because I don't think we realize in the work that we do how many people we might have helped, either directly or indirectly. And it's not an ego massage thing. It's just to go, wow, I'm glad what I did has made a difference.
And people that work in the 3D realm don't realize that their energy touches everybody that comes near them and really changes their lives. We have a lot of teachers that are light workers. They're amazing to be able to be in these energies and hold their light and teach children at the same time. Goodness, that's a hero to me right there. And they're changing so many people. Wait till they find that out. It's going to be amazing.
Brilliant. Okay, next question is from L-A-S-P-E-A-R-S, the Spears. And they want to know, so are we flashing this week? I hope, they say.
Well, what we're doing, what we know is that everything is moving forward. The alignment yesterday was huge, because now all the pyramids are aligned. We have the angels with the trumpets up on the pyramid field ready to go. It can be any time. Yeah, any time, literally any time. So okay. I'm excited to see what happens.
Brilliant. Okay. Lisa wants to know a question. I have left my job AA from Jan 15th, and I've been evicted and looking for a new place from Jan 31st. It's hard to keep focused on finding a new place when we know we will exit.
Well, you know, we always move forward. Just like I am shopping for Christmas, because, you know, it's Christmas time and I like to shop.
Yeah.
So always move forward. You need, if you just wait and you're in that mode of waiting, your energy becomes stagnant. If it was me, I'd be looking for a home, just because that's what's needed and that's what you need to do, and it'll keep you busy.
Exactly. And I think that's very important. For people to carry on with their life.
You always move forward. I mean, it's that hope and waiting never goes anywhere. Mm-hmm. Remember that. That's in manifesting. We're not hoping things are happening. We know things are happening. It's kind of like if you go to New York City and you pop on the freeway and you're driving to New York, you're not hoping it's there. You know it's there on that freeway. It's the same thing. We need to move forward every day, every moment, enjoy every second, be in your life. The journey here is to thrive and have an amazing life, one of abundance, because that's your birthright, and to enjoy every moment right now, because this is going to change really quickly and you're going to miss some of this. So do what you love at this time. Really do it. I mean, if it's going to the ice cream place, go to the ice cream place, enjoy yourself, go see movies, whatever makes you happy. But, you know, finding a home is important too.
Exactly. Okay, Amy has a question. She wants to know, question, please. Is it up to a certain percentage of the population to get to a certain frequency in order to have the galactics to give the clarion call?
It used to be. The old timeline was that way. We were trying to hold the vibration really high thankfully, our team got around that. We brought in a ton of galactics. There, 1 in 5 are actually galactics. I know that seems like a lot, but we had all the NPCs leave about 8 months ago. And those are non-player characters. These are just, you know, holding space in the Matrix. When that happened, the galactics walked in. So now we have galactics all over the place that know they're galactics. So they know they're here. They know who they are and they know why they're here. You can tell who they are too, because they live in hotels and they take funky little jobs. But they're here helping us hold this vibration. So the vibration we have, so it's not, that's not a problem any longer, but that was a problem before. Yes.
Yeah, that was the case. The consciousness of the planet had to raise to a certain frequency.
Right.
And that was, as you say, that was something that was, and I still thought that was the case, but obviously not.
No, they took care of that, because that's part of the problem with the humans, even the light workers. You change your mind, you change your frequency. So we all have a territory around us that we send our light out to and hold that vibration. But we have galactics like within the chain, making sure it stays high. So we're taken care of. That does not give you an out, slip your vibration, though, because you, it's the better you can do you, the better all of this goes. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right. Okay. Let's see what the next question is. Jim wants to know, question, are all leaving the planet, including Archons? Well, I think the Archonic process has gone a while ago, but
yeah, that's not with us anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. That. So, yes, everybody's going to be leaving the planet. And the
And you're going to see this too, because right before the flash, that clarion call that we hear will be followed with an emergency broadcast system on the human timeline. They're going to have what looks a little bit like a mini Carrington event for them. And when that starts happening, everybody that can't hold the light, that is not one of us, will be leaving this planet. And you'll just see it's going to change really quickly. It's going to be interesting, because when that flash comes through, if you can't hold the light, you exit.
So. Is that going to be like devastation and, you know, people dying and, you know, buildings crumbling and all that kind of stuff? Or are they just going to disappear?
What they're doing is a timeline shift, and they're for the non-ascending humans. Is that what you're speaking of?
Yeah, the non-ascending, yeah.
Yeah, they have a timeline shift, and they go into this Carrington event that is not a big chaos thing. It's many, but it's enough for them to go, oh my gosh, what's happening? And that gets them through to their new planet. They won't even know that they switched places. It'll be like they're still home. It's just nicer. But it's needed for them because, you know, the story is so important for the humans. If it's not believable, they don't. It doesn't work for them.
Yeah.
So most of this is all story time for them. Yeah.
And we should, and we all know that, because how many times have you tried to tell somebody in the Matrix what's going on and they just don't get it? So
yeah, it's a different language you're speaking.
Yeah. It has to be a plausible, obviously, shift for them to actually say, oh yeah, you know, I get it. Okay, Melissa wants to know a question. What are some blessings starseeds and lightworkers have in store for them after the flash? So what's in store for the starseeds and lightworkers after the flash?
Goodness, you guys, you'll know this, because once you awaken after the flash, you know who you are and you remember what life really is like. The biggest thing that I can tell you is the difference between here and outside this reality. The love, the connection is so strong. It's a bond like you just won't believe. And when you feel it, it's the most amazing feeling ever. And you have that loving feeling for everyone you meet. There's not one person that is more. It's hard to understand, but we have that, and that's the first. That's our foundation. Also, once you get to Bless Gaia, depending on you, because some of us have soul contracts there to teach, some of us are healing. It just depends on what your specialty is. We'll be working a very small amount compared to here, and we volunteer our time. And think of it like 3 hours. If you broke it down into a 24-hour day, which we don't have in the quantum, think of like 3 hours of your day is your community work. The rest of it is all what you're passionate about. And on Bless Gaia, there's everything you can imagine. There's music, there's a little interactive area, there's homes. Speaking of homes, you're given a lot area, and we spoke about this last time. It's much like a TARDIS. I love Doctor Who. where this area looks small, but you can make it any size you want. It's your own pocket reality. So you build your own home, you manifest that, whatever you would like. And many of us have already done that. So you have that as well. Plus, you're not stuck there. You can go out and go to any planet you want. They like to talk about the entertainment planet. There's a whole planet out there that's just entertainment, shows, music, all kinds of stuff. They said that we don't celebrate enough here. Celebrations, goodness. They have celebrations there that last week-long celebrations. It's all about joy and happiness and being the best version of you. The thing I'm really excited about is the humans coming in. Though, you know, we have so many humans that live in poverty that are having such a hard time right now. And those children, the children just, they've had a hard time. The school systems are not like they used to be. Mm-hmm. And on Blaskaya, there are these little tiny classes of like 12, and they teach out in the air, open air areas. And it's not like what you would teach here. It's like working with energy and understanding who you are, breath work, stuff like that. It's a whole different mind shift. It's going to be massively different than here and so exciting. I always feel stuck here, like I'm tethered to this planet. When we're out of here, we're not tethered. We can go anywhere. You can take a ship. You can go fly off. You can go through the portals. You can go visit other planets. There's no stopping you.
That's brilliant. Brilliant. I did say on the last show that we did, I was fortunate enough to be given the opportunity to feel the 5D energy. Now, I was only there for a few seconds, but it was amazing. I mean, literally amazing energy. And I talked to you privately about this. And it was, if that's what 5D is, boy, folks, we're going to have a blinder of a time. The energy is going to be fantastic. I can definitely confirm that.
It's just like nothing we've ever felt here. It's the strongest love you've ever felt is not even close to what that is. It's like we're walking and holding like 15 heavy weighted blankets over us at all times. Mm-hmm. And when you're out of here and free from that, it's so different and so wonderful. I can't wait for each of you to feel it.
I was asked, is there any way that I could describe it? And I said, no. I said, but you know, when you're young and you're in a relationship and you've ever been in love, does it kind of glide in your stride when you know that the person that you're with loves you and has your back and all that kind of stuff, and you're walking with kind of a step, you know? Well, whatever that happy, that feeling of love and being wanted and everything else, multiply that by 1,000, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Easily 1,000. Yeah. I mean, it's so big. And I can never find the right words for that. And I think that's the biggest gift. That feeling.
Yeah, no, it's phenomenal. So I look forward to that. Right, Kathy wants to know a question from an SA Patreon. So she's one of your patron people.
Hi, Kathy.
It has been stated that we'll see our deceased family waiting for us under the tent, so to speak. Will we be the only ones with our physical light bodies? How will they look?
Okay, I love that she mentioned the tent, because the tent showed up last week. There is a big white tent on Blaskaya where our family members are waiting for us. They're coming in. They're watching us. It's like we're the big game or something. When they show up, I know, like when I see my mom, she's like 30. It depends on what your people want to show them as. If you are someone that can't understand that, now you're a light worker, so you're not going to have any problem with that. We each have a certain vibrational level, like a signature in our vibration. So we can understand everyone we see, depending on, it doesn't matter what they're in, because we can be in our light body. You could be in your starseed body. You could be in your human body that you're bringing with you. We understand who everybody is. It's not a problem. A human on the other side wouldn't understand that. So yes, our people will be there waiting for us that you want to see. So you might start talking with your team now and mention who you'd really like to be there. Also, like animals, like my dog that I love so much passed away in 2019. She's at my treehouse right now. So we can see everyone. You got to remember, this is a realm more like a video game than you realize. And when you exit out of here, you're fine. Just like when you're playing your PlayStation, put the controller down, you walk away, you're fine. That's everybody here that is exited. They are energy. They're out either doing what they want to do, or they're back on their planet, or they're reincarnating into another planet. There are two other planets that are much like Earth that they call schools of life. They might be there, but you could go visit them there too. And that's the other thing. You can have them here at Blessed Gaia with you, or you can go visit them on their planet, whatever works. You're not stuck here like we are now.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Right, question from Mother Nature. She says, last night's energy was the strongest yet. My heart chakra ached and I had palpitations. I had them a few weeks ago, actually. I got up and walked around, got a drink of water and asked my guides for help. It suddenly left and all was well. Beautiful. Anyone else have problems at 4 a.m.?
Last night was huge. We had a massive shift last night. I shared out this beautiful activation map from our Syrian map maker. She makes the flash maps for me, like literally like I have a map. I see where we are. I know where we're going. I know where we're moving to. Well, they released an activation yesterday for us so that all of the light workers could be activated and aligned. That's what you felt yesterday. And there's a huge shift today. The energy's different. A lot of us are more in our power because yesterday we picked up our light and picked up our power and held it. Many of us are continuing to hold that today. So if you felt that big time last night, you were totally went through an upgrade. Congratulations. And all of us did. All of us went through that yesterday. Today is a whole new day in this ascension. So it's exciting.
Very good. Okay, question from Mandy. Hi, SA. How do I know what my role is in all of this? How do I know if me and my family are going to Blessed Gaia or the replica planet to help others? If my family are not awake, will we be separated?
No, no one's being separated. The light workers, this is a long one, long answer here. Light workers, all of us have to leave this planet. We can't go to the human timeline. Some of us are working on the human timeline, but we won't be living on the human timeline. We'll be going back and forth. So if you, as a light worker, your family's asleep, most of the time they're asleep intentionally so that you can vibrate high and use like your spouse as a support system. I see this every day. Children that have come in the last 10 years are all starseeds. Also, my team likes to say we are embedded deeply in starseeds that are wrapped around us. And I just thought that's crazy because I have some relatives that I thought there's no way that they are not human. And then they said they're not human. So then I went and like checked their energy and they truly weren't human. And I was shocked by that. You'll be shocked when you wake up and everybody that you know is actually moving forward. But do know that if you are awake and a starseed, and you were concerned about someone in your family not being able to hold the vibration, you could always just take your family home back to your planet. You don't have to go to Blessed Gaia. You're already ascended. You know, we all have homes outside of here. So it's not an issue if that was an issue. So know that. You've taken care of it.
And we will be aware of all this information anyway when it happens. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
As soon as you wake up, you'll know.
Okay, CZQS wants to know, I follow SA daily and have a question. I feel I'm a light worker. Can you tap in to find out how I'm to serve and work on my mission? Well, the SA won't be able to do that tonight. That's a private thing. I love nature and animals. Do talk to my guides, but I don't quite understand my role. Guides have been quiet lately during meditation. I rap daily and seek help to understand my gifts. Thank you for your assistance as always. Much love to all your hard work and support. Well, I think we can't do that tonight, Susie, but if you have a private session with SA, I'm sure she'll be able to help you with that information.
But do know that you would not be following me if you weren't a light worker. Do know that. I mean, you wouldn't resonate with anything I'm saying, and you wouldn't be wrapping yourself every day. Also, this life is a different mission than a regular human life that if you incarnated in. This is your light worker life. All we have to do now is hold our light and hold our vibration. Just be the best version of you you can be and shine your light on everyone and everything. That's all we have to do at this point.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Look, everybody listening to this show and on the chat room and everything else, you must be a lightworker or a starseed. Otherwise, this information wouldn't resonate with you.
Yeah, you know? it just wouldn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they must be, which is great. It's great to see. Okay, Polly wants to know a question. So are we lightworkers all physically leaving this planet? Does this mean we will be physically dead too in the unenlightened?
No, because they're going to another planet. This is a good thing to say here, though. We are riding out our endings. And what does that mean? It means when they awaken on their new planet, the non-ascending humans, you won't be missed because you have written out your ending. Like with mine, I'm going to Switzerland for some reason. I've decided I'm going to Switzerland and I've moved there and I changed my cell phone. And suddenly I'm not posting anymore, stuff like that. That's the same thing most of us are doing, something like that where we're away. We're leaving it open ending because I'm going back to work with the humans once they start ascending. But I'm not living there. I'm going in, remembering who I am fully and doing like week things, you know, going in for a week, doing seminars, stuff like that. A lot of us are doing that on Blessed Gaia. So for you, when you leave, you'll write your ending. Basically, you're writing yourself out of their timeline is what's happening. And each of us are. And we've been asked not to write a death scenario because that would be just too much. So when they get over to the new planet, and you're suddenly not in your house, someone else is in the house, it's because it was written that way. And they won't even think anything of it because they know that, like with me, they'll be like, oh, Essay's in Switzerland now. Isn't that funny? Stuff like that. So you don't have to worry about it. And you wrote it. So
very good. Okay. I'd like to know what I wrote. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I would like to know what you wrote too.
That'd be interesting. Okay. Mother Nature question from her. And the question is, Essay, I am so freaking excited to be on Blessed Gaia. I really enjoy looking at your map you shared because I instantly get tingles all throughout my body. What does it mean?
It was an upgrade and you can continue to look at that. What we were doing is, you know, all of us lightworkers, we're all, think of us all like scattered. Like if you threw out a bunch of pens, right? They would scatter all over the floor. That activation aligned us all up and connected us together so we're ready to move forward. It was a huge, huge activation and it was needed for us for the flash. So when they sent that through yesterday morning and I was like, you want me to share this on Facebook? And they're like, yes, it needs to go on Facebook. And my team is like, we'll write it with you so that you feel comfortable. And I shared it on Patreon first. And then after I wrote it, I felt comfortable, just like they said. And I shared it everywhere. And everybody was affected by it. Everybody upgraded when they saw it. It was amazing to be a part of. The energy is so high on that. But the energy on that is our angelics and our star nations and all the energies that are being used for the flash. So it's a big deal.
Very good. Why is the human frequency so quiet at the moment?
They, you know, 2 years ago in August, they shut that back down. They closed it. I mean, it is, when it activates now, the energies are crazy high. And it takes a lot to get that to activate. Plus, the energies that are coming in right now are so high vibrational that it doesn't see it. Another thing is, you know, Gaia is not here with us. And that registers Gaia. And her energies. She's not here, so there's not a lot to register. Whenever I see it spiking, I know that's our ascension team working. So that's a very cool thing.
Okay. So when there's a whiteout, that's basically the ascension team doing stuff.
Yeah, that's us working. And you'll feel it within you. Trust me. You'll know.
Cool. Okay. Sarah has a question, very long question. She says, I just recently found you about a week ago and was clearly told by my guides it's time to gather the masses, Sarah Jane, to prepare the collective. This is your purpose. Connect with SA. She will help you. You will work together to get this out to the light workers. As I started to dive into your work, I understood why I was led to you. What are your thoughts on this message from my guides and how can I work with you on a large scale to gather the masses and assist with the ascension?
Well, I've got to tell you, I hear that guy. And I appreciate that so much. Sarah, that I work outside of here in some way, some shape or form. And most of us at this point are gathering together in the quantum doing that. So I would say set your intentions when you go to sleep to remember what's happening, what we're doing together. Because it happens quite often that we'll be working together in the quantum. At this point, all we can do is talk about it and share out what you know. We're not trying to wake anybody up now. Everybody that was awakened has awoken. It's all about being in our light and holding our vibration and just being, basically, just be the best version of you. And that's gathering masses. That's all we need, because everybody's awake as we go forward now. I mean, we're at the end game. We're in the event corridor now. So it's exciting. And I hope, Sarah, you're the new Sarah Jane on my Patreon.
Cool. So. Well, the whole idea of the event corridor, does other people also, I know you don't worry about what other people are saying, which is fine, and that's understandable, but there are other people confirming what you're saying, which is a good thing.
Really? There are?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
They said, as we got right down to it, other people will start seeing it on their timeline and they'll be speaking about it. It was intentionally not shared wide because they felt like some people would take it and run with it in fear. And then that would ruin us. You know, you get everybody into fear, trying to make money off of it, and then there's a problem. So it was held back for most people to the very end. So that's exciting.
Okay. And this clarion call, it was something that was mentioned earlier on. What will that be? In is it a sound? Is it a vibration, energy? What will it be?
It is so biblical. It is literally angels on high with trumpets, and they're there now holding those trumpets, and it's going to go through any time. I mean, we're there. We're like any moment now we're going to see that. Most of us will hear it as a trumpet, and it'll sound – you'll know what it is because your soul is programmed for this. Some people might hear bells. But it will be a defining moment in your life when you hear it. You'll know. It is not something that you'll be guessing, was that? Because a lot of times we hear beeps and we hear noises because we're connected with our team and we'll hear bells and stuff like that all the time. This is something that will be loud within you. It'll vibrate within you. It is the awakening call of our ascension. I mean, it is the call of the light workers on high, and it totally is angelic. So it's going to be amazing. And then when you go to your whoever you're talking with and your other light worker friends go, oh my God, I heard it, you'll know.
Right. Okay. Well, awesome. we listen now for that. And that was Sarah, the new lady on your Patreon there.
Oh, good.
So she confirmed that. Okay. Dawn wants to know a question. Will the elderly be healed and able to cope with the shift?
Oh, goodness. Yes. What is so beautiful about this? In our earth realms, we are stuck in the time. You know, it's linear. So as we grow older, we get older and, you know, the bodies start to go. After the flash, we are able to pick the period of time we want to show ourselves as. So let's say you're 70 years old, right? And your legs aren't working as well, but you'd like to be back to when you were 30 and you felt really good in the body. There you go. You can do that. And anything that's wrong within the body, let's say I have a weird knee that's been bothering me forever and I keep thinking I should have that fixed. And my team says, no, don't do that. You wait. So I've been waiting for 3 years to get this fixed until we get through this flash, because when we go to Blessed Gaia, it's easy to fix. They can also replace anything. If you're missing a limb, they can regrow that limb. A lot of women are talking about, and I see this all the time with clients, they're having children and they're a lot older and they're shocked when they find out they've had children. But on Blessed Gaia, you're not old. You're young again, and the body is young, and you're able to do and be what you want. So you can have children at any time. Even if you had a hysterectomy, they can bring that back to you. So nothing is impossible, which is just so different than this world, right?
So your body, like the med beds, the body's going to reset to default back to the way it was, everything working perfectly.
Yes. Okay. And many of the things here, like asthma, depression, there's so many, emphysema, eczema, those type of things belong to the 3D realm. When you leave this reality, it's no longer in your system. So stuff like that will be gone too.
And that's good to know. Arcady wants to know, question, do you know if all pets will go before the flash or will some live through it?
Oh, gosh, all the pets that are with us will live through it. You might find that you're, like I was talking about earlier with the pets, many of the pets that aren't going to make it through it are already exiting now because they don't want to bring that sadness to their families when they go through, because they'll just meet you on the outside. It's not a big deal for them. But the pets that are here, yes, everybody's bringing their pets with them. There's a consciousness that they will have. I have this woman that has like 6 cats, and she's really concerned about how she was going to get all 6 cats over to Bless Gaia through the portal. And I'm like, they have a consciousness. So right now we've been pinging each other, which means we send messages back and forth to each other. We've been practicing that within the Patreon. That's the same thing you'll do with your cat. You just send the message to them and they'll be like, oh, okay. And they'll follow you just like you would an adult would. You know, it's different. The animals that roam free on Bless Gaia are wild animals, but they have a consciousness. So you can pet them. You can walk with them. It's a whole different type of situation.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, next question is from Light Warrior 5551. And question is, hello, what do you mean we are going to miss some of this? What about this will change that will make us miss it?
Well, I don't know. There's several things here I just love that we won't have. Anything that's not good for you, anything that's poisonous or pollution or made with something that like plastic can't be brought over there, and we won't have those things there. So a lot of the stuff that we have here, a lot of the foods that you eat are just full of toxins and chemicals. And yes, you'll have a different version on Bless Gaia, but it won't be the same one here. That's what you'll miss, stuff like that. I know, like, we have movie theaters and those kind of things, so you won't miss that. But there are things that are intrinsically hooked to this planet that will not be there. Like, you know, meat. We won't be eating meat there. You'll be eating a version of what might taste like meat, but, you know, we don't kill animals on Bless Gaia. Stuff like that. So whatever you truly like here, go in and enjoy it now, because those type of things that you can only find here that aren't good for you will not be there in the same way.
Okay. So if you are, if you're talking about, say, the likes of plastics not going there, there's so mm-hmm. much that's been made with plastics. I mean, I'm a kind of DIY guy, and a lot of my tools are made from plastics. So if I go over to my house and I have my design of what I want the house to be and the shed and my tools, I'd probably have no tools because most of them are made of, you know, some kind of plastic.
Your tools will be made with something of a much higher vibrational thing. So you won't have to worry about that. And they like to talk about our homes here are like toy boxes for Bless Gaia. Mm. So when you get to Bless Gaia, it's very easy to manifest anything that you have here. But when you pull it through to manifest, it changes into something that's okay for there. So we can't even fathom what material your tools will be made out of. But I can tell you it'll be something that is not harmful for you or the planet.
That's fair enough. Amy has a question. Will some of us starseeds possibly go back to our home soul origin?
Oh, yeah. Many of you guys are. We have a lot of galactics that just want to leave when this is done. And they are going straight to their ships. They're not even going to Bless Gaia. They're just going home. It depends on what you want to do. Yeah.
It's like the job's done. I'm going.
It's done. Job going done. Home.
Yeah. Okay. Susie QS wants to know, will our bodies that we take with us have opportunity for medbed healing? Well, we won't need medbed healing because we'll just do it ourselves.
Yeah, and MedBed is part of the human timeline. It's not part of ours. That there's many things that has been talked about in the 3D realm that is going to come through on that human timeline to help them ascend. Over on Bless Gaia, that's not needed, and your body will be fixed and healed, and you'll be in the higher DNA strands. Everything changes. So, yeah, it's not a problem.
Okay, another question from Light Warrior 5551. The question, can you explain severe insomnia? I've been unable to sleep for several weeks at night.
Oh, you poor thing. I am sending you so much love. You know, it depends. There's insomnia where you're not sleeping at all. And then there's insomnia where you're waking every hour through the night. When you find that you're waking up 3, 4, 5 times during the night, it's because you're going out in your body and doing things. And then when you come back into the body, you wake up. And then you're like, why am I awake again? It's because you're doing a lot outside of the body. We go into two different stages. Either you're up all night for several reasons, or you're asleep, just passed out all night. And when that happens, you're in upgrade mode. Your system is being upgraded and they put you into like a deep sleep where like you feel like you didn't move at all. If you are going through the insomnia version, I would highly recommend you talk with your guides. And if you don't talk with them, just know they're still there. Just like the air around you is still with you. Tell them in detail what you need. The more detail you give them, the better the results will be. They're not great with guessing. And this goes the same thing with you have pain in the body. Tell them exactly what you're feeling and where it is. More detail, the better, and they will fix it for you. They're amazing. And you can do that too. Let them know you need a night off, that you really need sleep. And if it's super important that you need to keep working, could you do it just maybe one time at night, go in and out? You'll find a difference. You set the rules of your life, of this body and everything within it. So you can claim that for you, definitely.
Okay, great stuff. Well, that's me. I can apply the three of them. You know, definitely that's going on for me.
Yeah.
Polly, question. I left my job in July and they asked me back to start tomorrow. I'm going in to help my work colleagues who are not light workers. Am I going in to help my work colleagues who are not light workers?
It might be that you're going in to help them, but it might be that you're going in to help you. It's very hard to be in a waiting mode. So if you're busy and working on something, we're seeing teams do this all over the place to keep you busy, keep you active, keep your mind active. But also those there, your energy touching them will do wonders with them. But just remember to wrap yourself in source light. And when you do that, you need to wrap under your feet completely and around you. Everything needs to be covered in that source light, 3 feet out in all directions. And if you do it at the same time every day and set the intention that you're wrapped in this light and then it protects you for the next 24 hours, you'll have a great time at work. It won't bother you and the energies will really help you too.
Cool. Laurie wants to know, or Laurie Lucas wants to know, I have metal in my knee and in my back. What happens to the metal?
They'll replace that. You'll decide what to do with that. I have that in my ankle as well, and I'm going to get a brand new ankle. I'm not going to keep the metal in my ankle. It's up to you. I mean, you can live with it fine, but let's take it out, shall we?
Yeah, I'd also go for people who have teeth problems, because a lot of people have issues with their teeth, amalgams and stuff like that. So all that stuff has to be, the mercury and everything else, everything has to be taken out and reset your teeth back to a lovely set of shiners.
You know it.
Yeah.
But just know that the metal that's used in the body is usually titanium and it can go with you. It's not going to leave the body before when you go through the flash. So don't worry about that. You'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. You won't do it when you go over and then take it out, not the other way around. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right. Okay. Let's see. Joanna wants a question. She says, what are the chances that grand solar flash will happen before Christmas?
Well, I would say extremely well. I don't know how deep I should go into this. Our ascension team, our Sirian ascension team, was talking yesterday that we would be settled in and home before the solstice. The Sirian team is not my direct team; it's just one of the ascension teams. So I don't go by what they say. I know that our team is trying to pull this through right now. I also know we have jump dates that are coming up before Christmas as well. So it's exciting. If I was a betting girl, I'd say we're going to have Christmas on Blessed Gaia. But that's just me saying that.
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds pretty good. Not far to go then. Right. Okay.
No. I mean, we're doing this now. We're working every night, you guys. We're bringing this through. It's not just this wonderful light's coming through. We are preparing for this light to come through. So when it does, everything moves beautifully and we can get everybody off the planet before the planet implodes on us. It's changed because of the state the planet is in. We have to be very careful with the level of energy comes through. It's got to be high enough that it opens everybody up, but not too high that the planet dissolves around us. You know, it's a tricky thing that they're doing. There's a lot going on, and each of you are doing it, and you'll remember it when you wake up after the flash, which is just going to be amazing to talk to everybody about this.
Plus the fact that there's an awful lot, as you say, there's an awful lot going on and an awful lot involved. And when people start realizing about this layer that's around the planet to try and keep it in some kind of form until the shift happens because of everything that's going on with the planet, you know, we're seeing CMEs coming off the sun and the tornadoes constant. And the volcanoes and, you know, just the world is just, you can feel it, that it's just on its last legs. Really.
We need to talk about a CME real quick. All week long, our powers that be, which is NASA and NOAA and SEEDS, they have been talking about a CME that broke off the first M1 flare that we got. I believe it was the first. So then 2 days ago, they said we were going to have another CME that was coming in from the 24th from a CME. They were going to join together, and there was a 78% chance that we were going to see a G5 storm. A G5 storm is massive. That's KP level 7 to 9, and it was supposed to hit last night. So they've been talking about this on the forecast for days and days and days, and this is the forecast from NOAA and NASA. This is the actual forecast. So it was supposed to hit overnight or sometime today, and last night they just stopped talking about it. And today they're saying beautiful weather, everything's fine, we don't have any sort of solar weather happening. Well, we know, we can feel it. Plus, it's hitting right now, all of this big, big energy in the magnetosphere. That is part of our timeline switch. So I just found that very interesting, that it was very obvious that we all jumped to a higher timeline together last night.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Let's see what Kathy says here. Kathy, SA patron, wants to know, will we be able to see higher vibrational beings, or is it like here, 3D, can't see 5D?
Are you talking about on Blessed Gaia?
When we move over, I assume, I think, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be able to see whatever level you can see. So let's say you're a ninth dimensional being. You'll be able to see everything that lives in the ninth dimension and below it. But you're not able to see above that. It's just science. That's how that works. So yeah, most people on Blessed Gaia will be in a mode so that you can see them. Yes, because they want to be seen.
Okay. Sarah wants to know, how do I know whether I'm in one of the five lanes going to Blessed Gaia or in one of the five lanes going to human Earth? Well, if you're listening to this show, chances are you're a light seed or a light worker or a star seed.
Exactly. And star seeds are not going on the human timeline. They're not going to live there. So as we go forward, you'll go to Blessed Gaia or you'll go to your planet, wherever you want to go. You know, you have free will too. It's kind of like at a bar, it's 2 a.m. You got to get out. You don't have to go home, but you got to go somewhere. And that's kind of what's happening with the flash. You got to go somewhere. And there's nothing on the human timeline for star seeds at this moment. They have to go just a little bit farther and go through a few things, and then they'll be ready for us to come back and work with them. But when we do go back to work with them, we'll be in our full understanding of who we are, not like we are now. So yeah, you're in one of the five lanes going to Blessed Gaia. So.
Brilliant. Okay, Amy wants to know a question. Does using the violet flame of transmutation work just as good as wrapping in light?
You know what? If you're using the violet flame, try the white flame. It's a new version. It is so strong. It will clear everything within your system. I used to do energy healing, and it would, you know, you'd go through and you'd clear everything. Now I just put everybody in the white flame and everything goes away and it's like you're brand new and perfect. I don't recommend wrapping in violet flame for long periods of time. I recommend source light for that, definitely. But yeah, try the white flame. You'll love it.
Brilliant. Lightworker 5551, question, why does this feel so bittersweet?
Well, probably because you love this planet, probably because you love your life. That means you're winning. That means you're doing exactly what you should be doing. And that's a beautiful thing. But we have a mission to do and we have people to help. And that's just focus on that. That's what I do. I just keep seeing all those children walking across the field, and everybody loves them and everybody's taking care of them. And never again will they be hungry. Never again will they be shamed for who they are. Never again will they feel like they can't ask a question because they don't want somebody to think that they're dumb. I mean, they're going to be living a life that's completely different and fully wrapped in love. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine growing up in that environment, what that would be like? Amazing.
That would be fantastic. But also for a light warrior, you know, our ego attaches to things that we're comfortable with, and it doesn't like a stepping outside our comfort zone. And that's the trouble when we only start learning when we step outside and we park the ego. But unfortunately, you know, a lot of the time the ego stops us from stepping outside our comfort zone. So I think we do get attached to the materialistic stuff, which we'll do on 3D. And this is going to be a big shift and change for us. And we'll be stepping outside of the ego. And maybe it's just maybe our ego, in a nice way, just not being a bit scared of doing something that it doesn't know anything about.
And remember, there's no fear. Everything is love. And if you feel fear from this, go inside you and see why. Because fear is of the 3D realm. It's not of you naturally. It's not your natural state. And there's nothing here but love. There's nothing here that we're moving through that is to be fearful at all. Everything will be easy and grace. That's what they keep talking about. The energy's coming through. Be graceful and easy. The worst part's already done with all these energies that we're in now. So remember that too.
What's going to happen to the cabal and the people who are the psychopaths who will never change?
There's a special exit for them. They need a little more programming removal, and they don't get to, they're not going with the human timeline, of course. There's a special exit for them.
Yeah.
They'll
have to go back to source, I think, because they'll never change.
There's some clearing that needs to be done there big time. But remember that everybody here is a portion of source having an experience, light and dark. Now, Cabal's a little different than that. But, you know, everybody is learning something for source. So,
brilliant. Mandy wants to know, will we still be in marriages and relationships? Will all that type of stuff change?
It's very different there. Some of us are. I know, like I am. I've been told that we're staying together over there, but some of us aren't. It just depends on you. It's completely different on each person. The love is so strong there. So I often get concerned when I popped into the higher realms and they're celebrating. I just never know what I'm going to see. The love there is so strong that expression of love is given freely, but it's also sex is completely different there too. So you should know that. It's more of a vibrational thing, a connection thing. It truly is different for each and every person. You'd have to look into yourself and feel into that and think, are you going to stay together or not?
I think everybody will need to look at their relationship, at the state of the relationship, and they'll know in themselves whether.
Well, you know, that's true a lot, but I do a lot of clients where they think that their husband is so difficult and he won't wake up. And in reality, he's doing exactly what she asked him to do in this realm. And then when they wake up, they're back together like they normally are. And everything's wonderful. So it changes per person.
Mm. Okay. That's interesting. Sarah wants to know, question, I've been seeing synchronicities and angel numbers constantly. What are they trying to tell me?
Most of the time when you see angel numbers or you see that, it's your guides wanting you to realize that they're with you. And it's basically like an I love you. So notice that and tell them, I see this. Thank you so much. Bring me more. And you can even ask them, show me something really extreme, something that you wouldn't normally see, like an elephant eating strawberries on the back of a boat or something like that, you know, something that's hard to find. And then look for that and you'll see that and you'll be like, oh, they did get my message. But it's just an I love you. It's a notice that your guides are here with you.
Okay. Don wants to know, when we exit, will we remember this life we are living now?
Mm-hmm. This life, all the other lives you lived, everything in front of you, who you are, on a very large level. Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Nadine wants to know, is there still something to do, something for starseeds on New Earth? How do we serve others there when we all know everything?
Oh, we're always evolving and we always are growing. Our vibrational levels, like those of us that are here right now, again, I'm going to go back to the reference of a video game. We go into video games and we evolve and grow. And when you get to a certain state, you go to the next level. That's here too. A lot of us here, when we leave out of here, will have put together enough within our soul, enough knowings and enough process and progress that you will then go to a higher dimensional version of you. That's the idea. We keep learning, we keep growing, and we're always, always expanding, even outside of here. There's no, you don't get to the finish line and just die at that point. You get to the finish line and we keep going forward. We keep learning more. We keep helping others. And on Blessed Gaia, there'll be plenty of time for you to do what you love and manifest and understand more and move forward. Yeah.
Okay. And Robin wants to know, if we were divorced in this lifetime, is it possible we could be back together after the flash? I've constant dreams of my ex-hubby and we are still together.
Could be, especially if he's a light worker. You guys might have had to separate for your path and plan on being together after this. It definitely could be possible. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, that's all the questions I have at the moment, and we got through them all, which is fantastic.
Yay.
Fair play, SA, well done. Great job. You know, all these changes that are going on, and it's all very positive, it's all looking well, and I think, you know, people have said to me about, you know, about the air changes and things are going to be happening, and why, how come that didn't happen back in the floods, at the time of the floods, and people were taken out and they died, and why are we so different? Well, it's different now because the contract that we had with certain people controlling the planet is gone. There's no more
right.
contract. And
yeah, you know, karma ended in 2019 too. And people still are talking about karma, and it went with everything else that went. So the karma is not part of us any longer. And originally it was just for light workers, and now it's for the humans too. So we don't have to worry about that. Things are changing left and right. The biggest thing that I would be working on right now is keeping my energy in the highest form I can be and just share your light out everywhere and around. It's so important that we do that. It just keeps it helps people. You send it out around you with love. Send it to the cell phone towers around you. Send it to the big substations of electricity. Wrap that light there and send it with love. So that way, anybody that connects to that then gets that energetic boost. And when you do it with love, you're not overpowering their free will. Their system decides if they want it or not. But we can help so many people that way.
Definitely. Nicola wants to know, how does manifesting work on Blessed Gaia?
Just like it does here. Here, we think about it, we put our energy to it, and it happens. We haven't had this type of high vibration like we do now. So on Blessed Gaia, it's instantaneous. It's part of us. Like when you build your house, you get a picture of it in your mind, and you create that, and it happens right in front of you at the same time. There's no money involved. There's no you need money to buy something. You just manifest what you like. What's really cute, though, is we have a whole little like an outdoor area with shops and stuff. So people make things with their energy, which is unique to them. And then you can change and barter something that you made with your energy with them. And it's the way that we shop. And it's very interesting because there's some, you know, there's healing things and other type of things that we can get that we do ourselves, but you could go and go to one of the shops and hang out and do that as well.
Fantastic. It sounds brilliant. And, you know, one of the things that we talked about privately when we were having the chat, you said that I asked you about the radio show, Circle of White Light Radio. And you said, mm-hmm. well, after Christmas, so you won't need it. Well, you know... Now, you know, just for argument's sake and being the devil's advocate, you know, it's just me being an open-minded skeptic. I have started to book guests in for January, but look, I'm very, very open to the fact that by the time we get to the end of this month, that, you know, the flash will have happened and we've gone on our way. And I really, you know, I mean, like all of us, I'm sure we all wanted to happen. But as a radio person who's interviewed a lot of people over the years and as have heard a lot, I have to remain on the fence. And you understand that.
Of course you do. And you need to move forward. You need to plan forward. You're doing exactly what you should be doing. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And when we go through and this changes, your website will kind of disappear. And all of that will go. And all the people that you have planned will be with us on Bless Gaia. I would expect nothing less. That's the same thing we all need to do, is just plan forward. Book something fun for you in the future. It brings your vibration higher. Even if you're not here to do it, which you won't be, that's okay. It's still that vibration as you booked that wonderful vacation made you happy. And it expands out to all of us. So keep moving forward. It has to happen that way. Yeah.
And I say to people, look, you should always be manifesting. Don't let negative energy rent space in your mind. So if you feel a negative energy or something coming in that's negative, just like PowerPoint, change the slide and put a different slide in there. And always have your happy place that you go to. Remember something in your life where you were really happy. You love the energy, you love the feeling, wherever it was. Always have that. For everybody should have a go-to place where when something happens or they're negative or they're feeling negative, they should always be able to go back to that. And because you can't really think of two things at the same time. So
you can't,
you know, so you switch out and you think of the happy place and just relive that in your mind for, you know, probably a few seconds. And then that will kind of hopefully keep the other negative energy at bay. But as you said, you know, people need to focus on the good stuff. And, you know, obviously try and lead by example as well. You know,
just, I think, be the best person you can be. Yeah, that's all we have to do now is just try to be. And you're going to, don't get me wrong, you're going to get triggered. Things are going to come in and trigger you. It's your reaction to the trigger that has changed over this last year and a half for you. And understanding that that trigger really is something amazing for you, because it's your team showing you something within you that you need to see and release out. That's all the triggers are at this point. Notice how you react to that trigger. Do you go, and ruin your vibration? Or you go, what a pleasure. Now I get to figure out how to get my car out of this ditch. You know, it's all how you see things. It's all your perspective. And your perspective now is from a much higher vibrational being. So it's kind of exciting when you get those things. Look into you. Why are you feeling this way? What is causing you to feel this way? And you know what I tell my clients? If you start feeling sad, try to see where it's coming from within you. If you can't connect it to something within you, it is not yours. So then we bring in and we do a clearing and we release whatever's connecting to you or whatever you picked up at the store from somebody you bumped into, because that happens too, because you're such a high vibrational being. I mean, you're amazing and you are so powerful. And if you truly understood that, you could snap your fingers and leave. I mean, that's how powerful you are. But please stay. We need you.
The light warrior wants to know if you have personal possessions, which mean a lot to you, sentimental value and stuff like that, can we bring them with us?
I hear this all the time. When you awaken, you'll understand. You can manifest that over. I mean, there are people that are talking about bringing all kinds of stuff with them. A lot of times it's crystals, which will be fine. But it really depends on what you want to bring and if it's allowed. So you can manifest it over, definitely. You can try to bring it over with you. And if it's not okay, they won't let it through. But when you awaken, you'll have a different feeling of all this. Everything will make sense and you'll know what you can do and what you can't do.
So it'll be like customs with nothing to declare. They'll have to check your bags on the way over.
Well, no, when they wake up, they'll remember who they are and what they want to bring, and what they're thinking about, they're holding on to is part of this 3D realm. And they know, because in the quantum, we can be in many places. Think of it like, you remember the old vinyl records?
Yeah.
You're in the center, right? And any of those grooves is the lifetime here. You can go visit any of those groups, but you can't be in the same one at the same time. So in the quantum, let's say there is an amazing time that you had and you have a token from that. you can always just go visit it in the quantum and relive that again. You don't have to bring the token with you. And while you're reliving that point, you're still on Blessed Gaia with your family because you're in the quantum now. You can be in many places at once. So it's not really something that you'll find you'll need.
Okay, question for you. Could you relive, say something in a past life happened and you say, I want to relive that moment, but I want to do it differently for more of a positive outcome. But so say you could do that, but could you, but you wanted to, you know, the one thing you said is that when you, when we go over, we can go back to the younger version of us and we could have our knee fixed, or if you had no hair, you could have hair. So if you go back to visit that time to do a positive change and say, for example, at that time you had no hair, but can you have hair for that situation?
It would depend. There are certain fixed times on our timelines that we cannot change. If it's one of those that does not affect your outcome, you can. You could go back over there and you could change you. But as you, when you awaken, I think you're going to find that each of those episodes already happened and you don't really want to change them in any way because who you are is amazing. But what is interesting is you could go back into you, and let's say you wanted to go on vacation back to you when you were like 10. You had a really great time. You went to your grandparents for the summer and you wanted to relive that. You could pop back into that time in your body and do that.
Yeah, I think there are probably things in people's lives that you probably would revisit. Maybe subtle things, maybe to the timeline, it wouldn't have much of an effect, but to them personally, it can have a positive effect by changing that, something that could be just subtle. And I can see people wanting to do that because you probably say, you know, maybe there was somebody that they were rude to where, or something like that, maybe in their life that they wish they weren't. It was a bit of a bad karma for them. Now, that probably meant nothing to the person at the time, but to them, it probably meant something. So they go back and they just kind of change it to maybe being neutral rather than being rude. Could be something as simple as that. You know,
as long as it's not something that you were destined to be rude to that person to get them on another path so that they could change their life, definitely. But if you just had something where you felt like, I want to change that, I didn't like how that went down, and it's okay with your timeline, then definitely you could go back and do that and feel really good about it. I did this really interesting thing 2 days ago. You know, this is why triggers are so important. When you feel that you're triggered, really look into it. You know, I've been this way since I was born, which my poor family, I feel so sorry for them. Anyway, I went through a really hard time when I was really little because I didn't want to be in school and I cried a lot in school. So the other day I was doing something with a client and afterwards I was thinking about that time and it hit my heart. So I was like, maybe we need to look at that. So I found some time and went in and went back, meditated back and visited me at that time. And I took that little girl version of me out and I told her everything that was going to happen. And I brought her over to Blessed Gaia and we played and had a wonderful time. And then I brought her back to the schoolroom. And at the same time I took her. So they didn't realize any different. But it changed me. I felt a change in me. So you can do that now.
Very good. Well, we've reached that time, SA. Thank you again for coming on. And maybe this show might go viral, you never know. But a big thank you for coming on and asking all the questions. And thanks to everybody on the chat room. The chat has been so busy tonight. Loads of people on the chat room there. Thank you for all the questions that you passed over to SA. So there you go, SA. That's it. I don't know. What do we do? That's it.
Well, I will see you. There's a party at my treehouse after the flash, after we help the humans get everybody settled. There's a big party at my treehouse that is then moving to the entertainment complex. We have a circular entertainment complex. So I will see you there.
Fantastic. And if you have a band, I'll be happy to get up and have a jam as well.
We have all kinds of people that are playing. So it's very exciting. But yeah, jam away.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Well, let's say, listen, have a great one. Take it easy. And let's hope we're on the 5-day and blessed Gaia in a few weeks.
Remember, we don't hope. We know.
We know. Okay.
We know. It's important. We know. We understand. We got this. So thank you for having me. And it's always so fun to talk with you.
And you too. Can you give out all your details anyway for, you know, your links to your website and Patreon and all that kind of stuff so people know where to find you?
You can go to girlintheuniverse.com, all one word, and all my links are there. And anything like Facebook is facebook.com/agirlintheuniverse. Patreon is patreon.com/agirlintheuniverse. Instagram is a girl in the universe, but it's underscore in between the words. And YouTube is a girl in the universe. You can get me at any of those places. I have the most amazing, amazing group of followers. You guys are wonderful, and I'm so thankful for each of you. They get it. They're so high vibrational. They understand. So when a new person comes in that's just brand new, they kind of take them under their wings and help them figure everything out. It's a place where you can just be you, and that's on any of the platforms. My platform on Instagram is the highest if you're on Instagram. It's a lovely place, but I also love Facebook, and I love YouTube and everything in between. So wherever you want to come and hang out, I try to get a YouTube video out every other week, but lately my team has been like, it's not needed now. So when it's needed, I put one out.
Brilliant stuff. And I do go over to your site on YouTube and I do have a look at what you post as well. So it's very interesting. So thanks for doing that. And this show should be up as a podcast within the hour. And then I'll be sending that off to SA as well to post up. So again, thank you, SA, for coming on the show. Just stay with me there for a minute and we'll go off to a musical break and we'll be back after this.
That's great. It starts with an earth. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world. Serve its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up a notch. Speak grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High choir and a fire. Representing seven games in a government for hire and a combat site. Left to us are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team, my team, reporters, battle Trump. Tethered crop. Look at that. No plane. Find them. Common food, but it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself. World serves its own needs. Listen to your heartbeat. Dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right. Right, you patriotic, patriotic. Slam, fight, bright. Like feeling, pretty sight. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. TV hour, don't get caught in four towers, slice and burn, return, listen to yourself, churn, lock it in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motive escalate, automotive, incinerate, light a candle, light a motor, step down, watch a heel, crush, crush, uh-oh, this means no fear, cavalier, renegade, steer clear, a tournament of lies, offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline, it's the end of the world as we know it, it's the end of the world.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
Well, there you go, folks. S.A. Smith, part two. The second interview I did with S.A. The first one can be found on the podcast page on the website. Go over to Podcast 2022. And you'll see a list of all the podcasts there. You can click on the first one and tune into that one. And then obviously this will be available in about an hour's time. I'll have that up and ready. Now, my guest on the show next week is a chap called Dr. Group, Dr. Ed. And he does a lot of work with UNN, with Kim, Lisa, and all the crew over there on United Network News. So it's going to be great to get Dr. Group on, and we're going to be all talking about health and what's going on, what we can do, how you can help your health, how you can improve it. And he does a lot of support with farmers, I believe, and a lot of stuff going on there with what his background and what he's involved in. So it's going to be very interesting. So looking forward to that for next week. So I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. It was very entertaining, very interesting, great information. Maybe you're all feeling the energies on what's going on, all the ascension symptoms that some people are suffering, insomnia, and everything else along the whole list of things that people are feeling. So we'll see what happens. As I say, I have to forever be the open-minded skeptic and sit in the fence. Because as I said to SA, over the years, I have heard an awful lot of people saying certain things happening, and it never does, and it doesn't happen. So I'm more than happy to be proved wrong. 100% I'd be happy to be proved wrong. Don't have a problem with that at all. But we'll see. Let's see what happens. And, you know, if there's any news or anything happens of interest, just email me on contactus@circlewhitelight.com and let me know if you have any experiences, because we're at that gate at the moment. We're at the gate ready to ascend, so to speak, to move over by the sound of things. So, you know, let us know if there's a clarion call or you hear something. Let me know. Keep me posted. It'd be interesting to read them out on the show and let people know what other people are experiencing. Okay, so for myself, I'm going off to have myself a cup of tea and get the podcast ready and get it up there, because I know people will be keen to probably play back and have a listen to it. So thanks to everybody for tuning in to the show. It was a fantastic amount of people on the chat room tonight. Unbelievable. So a big thank you for doing that. Thanks to everybody who donates to Circle of Wildlife. As I said, lead by example. And that's what we need to be doing, helping each other out. Thanks for your donations. Your donations have helped 100 people, in low-income families and 20 homeless people for Christmas. With Christmas meals, the Christmas dinner is going to be supplied to them. And 20 homeless people are going to have new sleeping bags for Christmas as a present. So, you know, again, thank you for your donations. When I have the photos and stuff like that, they'll go up on the website. You can check it out and you can read about the charity and what they do. So a big thank you for your donations. It really is appreciated. Take care. Have a good one. Stay safe. Have a good week. And we'll see you next week. Bye bye.
You have been listening to Circle of White Light Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.